72-62, the win for Syracuse men's basketball over the Ohio State Buckeyes in Columbus in the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Welcome back into the double overtime. We've got just over 45 minutes to go. Jack McMullen alongside Aiden Doyle. And Bill from Clay took us up on that offer to light those phone lines up at 315-443-2011. Bill, you want to talk about everything, don't you?
Well, a little bit, John. First, let me say I think you guys do an outstanding job.
Thank you, Bill.
I really do. I'm really enjoying you guys this year. But I also, if there was ever a big win in November, this was it, gentlemen. And I'd like to just make a few points and let you guys throw it around. I thought about at the five-minute mark or so, 4 minutes, four and a half, that first timeout, TV timeout, when they went to that motion offense, that's this team, man. They actually moved the ball without all the dribbling, and they got some good looks. And I thought Dozier kept us in the game the first half, really with some big shots.
Now, Bill, let me ask you this. Did it upset you that Carl Ravitch was calling Dolezal Dolezal, A? And B, do you think that motion offense is really how this team will operate? Because we've seen the whole let's drive in with Frank Howard and Tyus and kick it out and see who can score.
Absolutely. And it gets everybody involved. It's just so many good things can happen. And obviously, look at their shooting percentage went way up by doing it. I mean, there was a few occasions when the shot clock was running down, but that's to be expected. It just made a difference. And on the defensive end, it looks like we did a great job of cutting the passing lanes off today. You know, we're hurting a little bit on the weak side rebounding, and I think Hughes will get that once he learns his zone. But I want to throw this round last but not least, gentlemen. Was that the worst officiated game you've seen in a while or what? I mean, it was I don't know what it was, but every time we touched them, it was a foul. And I thought Bissett was getting banged around and Dozier pretty good in there. And that one foul on Sidibe, well, he was nowhere near the guy. But anyways, it was a big, big win, a great win. And I hope they stick to this offense because I actually enjoyed it.
Bill, thank you. Bill, thank you very much for the call. And that actually leaves the phone lines open. Bill from Clay offering some serious intel that we agree with for the most part. That motion offense looked great. 315-443-2011 is the number to call in and sound just like Bill from Clay on those airwaves. But this was a great offensive game after the lethargy in the early going of this game. And we were watching this and we were racking our brain for what types of things we could kind of look at, and really there was nothing to look at because it was just a slow and boring first 5 minutes. But he said after that first TV timeout, this game just kind of took off, and Syracuse, although they were down 31-29 at the half, they came back, put up 43 in the second half. This is a game that you are happy with, especially offensively and especially in that last 20.
It just becomes a more efficient offense. Too many times early in the season, they work the ball around the outside, around the perimeter, and, okay, we're not going to work it in and out, and we're just going to settle for something at the end of the shot clock. We're going to keep chucking up threes. And it's just too inefficient. They're not getting great looks. Tonight, again, you saw the field goal percentage way up, 49%, 46% from three. That can't necessarily be expected to happen every game. It's just a law of averages. But still, getting more open looks, getting more people involved, moving the ball around, ditching the idea of playing one-on-one isolation ball. Leave that to James Harden and the Houston Rockets.
Yes.
This team is so much better when they get rid of that isolation ball. And again, like Bill said, work the ball around, move the ball, make the defense, in this case Ohio State's defense, work. Very few teams have the length that Syracuse does, and like Bill said, can disrupt passing lanes like Syracuse can. So if Syracuse on offense is able to move the ball, there are very few teams who are going to be able to keep up with that. And chances are, if you do it effectively, and you've moved the ball, you work it in and out, you pass the ball efficiently and effectively, you're going to get more open looks. It's going to lead to a more efficient offense and therefore a much, much more productive offense.
So in marketing terms, we talk about the first mover, fast follower type thing and it breaking into a certain market. And a first mover will, you know, set the tempo and usually fail. A lot of those first products do fail, but the fast followers are the ones that kind of make tweaks and go with that. But this time, our first mover is our fast follower. Craig from Rochester is back, baby. Craig, what's going on? You want to talk about Pascal?
I do. You know, loved some of the intimidation on the defense, and I know he got that block, although it could have been goaltending. Liked the energy he brings, the hustle. Thought it was a great play, but man, halfway through the second period, when the ball was dumped to him, and he's within 2 to 3 feet of the basket, under the basket, and he can't go up or try to draw a foul on that. That is frustrating. That's shades of what we saw from Pascal last year and 2 years ago. That's my nitpicky comment. Big picture, I think we saw shades tonight of what that zone defense can do and how it's going to gel and just have a lockdown defense on teams and kind of just fluster them. I think we moved the bar tonight forward in a beautiful way for the Syracuse basketball program. And, that defense keeps on gelling. Look out.
Now, Craig, I've got two follow-ups for you. And number one is Pascal Tchoukwu does that 2-3 zone that you're talking about and that you loved watching in a 72-62 win over Ohio State. Is that better with Pascal in the middle? Because obviously the guy's 7'2" and his arms never end. And B, you talk about him being point-blank range and he can't finish or even draw contact. I almost look at it, if you know anything about the Twilight series, there's like a Team Edward and Team Jacob type thing going on. And I want to know, because I feel like in my head, there's this complex of I'm either Team Pascal Tchoukwu or Team Barama Sidibe. And I feel like Barama is a little bit more polished offensively. Do you feel like Barama would be an upgrade offensively?
He's an absolute upgrade offensively, but I still think that length with Pascal is major. Just those arms up. I mean, especially when he holds them up, it's a difference maker. Honestly, neither of them are complete defensive threats, so we're probably going to need both of them. But if they can keep on growing, and just constant improvement for our zone, they each bring a different thing, and I like that. But gosh, this is probably our last year with Pascal, and I just really wanted to. I'm hoping that we can start banking on 6-8 points a game. Just some little bunnies around the basket, especially when he's one-on-one with a defender.
Craig, thank you so much. And that leaves the phone lines open. Craig from Rochester, glad we got him on the air.